Since the pandemic hit 19 months ago, restaurants around the state have pivoted, changed hands, or shut down entirely, and small towns feel the loss of places like this acutely. In August, Marshfield's beloved Rainbow Suites announced it was shutting its doors. So did Soup and Greens in Barrie. And earlier this fall, the Rustic restaurant in Northfield announced that it would close after 65 years in business. VPR's Anna Van Dyne visited the Rustic on its second to last night.
The Rustic is a sports bar, a restaurant, and where everyone in Northfield goes. It's pretty much the only place in town. There are booths, a bar, and three pool tables. In one spot, four empty cans of Budweiser inexplicably hang from the ceiling. The walls are wood paneled and the floor is linoleum. And walking in on a Thursday night feels like walking into a room full of people you know and have always known, even if you've never been there before, and even if you don't know anyone. A regular might turn around on his bar stool, away from his bottle of beer and plate of spaghetti. The waitress might ask if you want some water as she breezes by with drinks for a family at one of the big tables. You'd probably find Terry and Barry in their usual spot.
This is our real estate, we call it, the prime real estate on the corner.
Four seats at the corner of the bar. We've always considered that the prime spot to sit.
So they even reserve it for us now, you know. So
Northfield don't have a lot of dine-in restaurants. So for this place to leave, it's going to hurt.
This Thursday night at the Rustic is the last Thursday night at the Rustic. The owner, Mark Ruel, said COVID played a part in the decision to close. And running a restaurant for more than 30 years is no joke. He's tired. He didn't want to talk for this story, but he did say I could come by and capture the sounds of the place before it was gone.
We used to call it Aces.
Right, because that was his name. The old man was Ace. And it was always the Rustic restaurant, but the nickname was, we're going to go to Aces. I'm John Jenkinson. My wife, Carol. Been coming here for over 50 years. Yeah, and if you count my fake IDs from the early 70s, a little bit longer, the owner, Mark Ruel, I can remember when he was about 6 years old. Been coming here that long. And his father is in that picture over across. You've got a duck to see it. Apparently this got bought by him in 1953 or 56, somewhere in there. There used to be a horseshoe bar, and in the middle were glass refrigerators with pie, for instance, and maybe even different bottles of beer you could choose from. But then as time went on, the parents went down to North Carolina, and one of Mark Ruel's older brothers ran it for maybe 20 years. And then they started to, I guess, had more business. Disco came in the late 70s. They wanted to take advantage of that. They used to have groups come in. So we've seen it all, you know, from the founding fathers up till now. And it is sad to think it's going to be over. That's part of the reason we've been in here twice in 1 week. Hi, Linda.
I thought I saw you.
My name's Erin, and I'm a bartender and server, and I've been here for about 5 years. The college kids who come down love to drink pitchers of beer, and they buy the pitcher, and they drink it right out of the pitcher. They don't do the pitchers and glasses and pour it into glasses. They just want to drink it straight out of the pitcher, so it's like an extra large beer. But all the regulars, they have their drinks, and we know what they're drinking, so when we see them coming in from the parking lot, we start making their drinks before they even sit down. So it's kind of a unique thing about this place. I mean, you've seen, like, people come in and they stop at the bar to talk to people and they stop everywhere to say hi to people at tables. You know, everyone knows everyone and this is a great spot to meet up. So I think it's going to be a big loss, and I don't know where everybody's going to see each other. Like, I don't know how we're going to run into each other anymore.
I'm Doug Pike. My first time here, I came on a Husky snowmobile back when I was about 15, 16 years old. That had been back in the late 60s. And that was quite a trip. We came from Montpelier, on a snow machine over the mountain down here. That was the easy trip. Going back up over the mountain, we had to play leapfrog because we had three huskies. Those are old snow machines, like a tractor up front that pulls a sleigh behind. Boy, oh boy, those days are gone by now.
My dad used to come down here, and his friends, and they're all gone now. And I remember them down here hanging out and stuff. I mean, every night it's always a good night. I'm Percy Kelly. I eat a lot of different things here. Everything here is good. They have chicken wraps. They have turkey clubs. They have, you name it, they probably have it. Alfredo, well, they don't have a lot of stuff right now, but yeah, you can pretty much get whatever you want here. But they do have a lot of beer. Yeah. Kind of Heineken, man, but I can drink others. Now, someone asks me, they go, what are you going to do with the rest of clothes? I'm like, well, I guess I have to get to know my family again. Just kidding.
50 years. Everybody's coming to say, oh, my God, we're so sad and we can't believe it. But, hey, enough's enough, I guess, you know. I'm Bonnie Chouinard, and this is my new husband, Jim McDonough. I mean, I just can't believe it's, I guess, what would the word I would want to say, the words I would want at the end of an era. It's crushing to us because it's the only restaurant in town. So here goes Northfield. Put that in.
Eventually, I leave the regulars to themselves and slip out. But a woman stops me on my way out the door. It's Helen, the owner's wife. I think maybe she wants to talk, but she shakes her head when I ask. Instead, she looks at my microphone and asks if I could send her some of what I recorded so that after it's all gone, they can listen back and remember how it used to be. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne in Northfield.